Cuba, beginning of Channel 2 Over, and a visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, 13th December 1970, beginning of Channel 2 Over. The beginning of Channel 2 Over, and a visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, late 13th of December 1970. I got it off on the wrong channel to start with. I put it on Channel 1, and it raced a little bit, not much, maybe 3 or 4 minutes. On Channel 1, this is Channel 2 Over. Channel 2 Over. And the beginning of a visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, late 13th of December 1970. Just Cookie and me. Faye had gone off to make an opie in places, some places. And this is the beginning of the visit with Cookie, beginning of it this Sunday afternoon, the 13th of December 1970, Channel 2 Over. Beginning of Channel 2 Over and the visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, 13th of December 1970. had a...
See, me and Clyde does a lot of work for him on the repossessed automobiles.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I bought this 65 Chevrolet truck through him last night, yesterday afternoon. I bid on it. In fact, matter, I bid on three. Two cars and a truck. And he called me and told me I had the truck, but he didn't know about the cars as of yet. I don't care whether I get the cars or not. I bought a 65 Chevrolet 3/4 ton truck for $250.
Pretty good shape.
Six cylinder, pretty good truck.
Six all you needed.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I bought that 56 for $50. That I had a purchase station, you know, you looked at. I get $50 for that. There ain't no use in me holding on to vehicles, guy, when I can turn them loose and make as much money on them as I did on that Ford truck. Mm-hmm. And turn right around and buy something that's good for the interest on my money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
I bid on a Pontiac, a 65 Pontiac Bonneville, big one, and a 62 Oldsmobile, Dynamic 88, and that truck. I bid $250 on the truck, $175 on the Pontiac, and $100 bill on the Oldsmobile.
Are they all repossessed?
Repossessed. And this...
And he don't want them?
No, of course not.
And he not in the business?
No.
He don't want to resell them?
No, he just wants to get a token of his money out of them and let them go.
Mm-hmm.
He had $1,000 in this truck that I bought for $250.
You mean it cost them that much to do business?
He loaned that much money on it. And the interest. He never did get his interest on the money.
Now that's the Citizens Bank?
That's the Citizens Bank. And I bought it for $250.
I would have thought that would happen to the bank.
Well, Clyde bought a 66 Pontiac for $300. Turned around and sold it for $650. Didn't put nothing on it. Just clean it up, wash it and clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Sold it for $650.
Now, who is this fellow you work with down there?
Dave Hunt.
Dave Hunt?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him.
He's in charge of the small loan department. He's in charge of the... checking the automobiles for loans, automobile loans. That's all he does, is an automobile loan department.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't even do business with the Citizens Bank. I do all my business First National.
Yeah.
But still, the Citizens give me, they get something they don't want, they call me.
Mm-hmm. That's true, Dave.
Yeah.
You have to pay him cash?
Yeah.
Just write him a check.
That's right.
So you got to have a little to operate on.
I got to have a little bit to operate on. So I'm going to sell something this next week. I believe I can sell that 56 I bought for $200. I believe I can sell it for $200. Well, if I can make $150 off of it, why? I'm all right.
And the automobile business is slow, except when they come in and want something that'll
run. That's right.
They don't buy big ones, but they buy something to run.
If they want transportation, I've got one that's just transportation. It's a good old car,
yeah.
Dependable old car, but it's old. It's transportation, that's all.
That's what you want.
And if they want to buy it for $100 bill, I can sell it to them and make $100.
And they make money.
Yeah.
You checked it over. You checked it out.
That's right. I drove it to Hawthorne and back.
Yeah. And you tell them what it is, what they're buying.
That's right. It run me to Hawthorne and back. Good shape. No trouble.
Yeah.
And smokes a little bit. Basically, it's a sound old car. And if they want to buy one like that for $100, all right.
But you'll tell them what they're buying.
I'll tell them exactly what they're buying, and I don't guarantee it to get off the doggone driveway. Just like that 59 Chevrolet station wagon I had.
Yeah.
I had $95 in it. I sold it. I got this 54 that I was speaking of, and $175 cash money.
Mm-hmm.
Right quick. And I didn't keep it a week.
I think the beauty is when a fella can, you can show them God and tell them what you know about it, and they know what they're buying.
Yeah, yeah. They ain't buying a pig in a poke.
Yeah, that's right. It's not at the auction or something like that.
Yes, old boy, I sold that 59 to come back in. He said, it's a better automobile than I thought it was. He said, I'm real pleased with it. Well, that made me feel good, too, you know.
Sure. And you don't make a killing on each car?
No, but I still make plenty of money.
Yeah. Well, it's worth something.
Sure. You got to make a... if you don't make $50 on every deal, you're losing money.
Yeah. You got to live. Stay in business.
Yeah.
But now, you had a hectic week?
Yeah. I worked hard. Worked hard. And I got a lot of hard work next week to do.
Oh.
I'm booked up all next week, practically.
Oh.
Tomorrow night, I'll get done about 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because at 5 o'clock, a lady's bringing her car in for a clutch. I got to put a clutch and pressure plate in the car tomorrow night.
Yeah.
After 5 o'clock.
And you may run out of parts.
I've got all the parts laying.
You hope.
I've got a throwout brain. I've got a clutch and a pressure plate. I've got two universal joints. And that's about all that I'll even mess with.
And if you need something, can you get it?
Yes, sir.
Around the corner?
Central Motor Supply. Over on 10th Avenue.
They work at night?
I got the telephone number of the manager,
yeah.
And he's
yeah.
got Jackrabbit 24-hour service.
Has he?
Yes, sir.
Cost you a little extra?
No, sir. No extra.
Yeah.
See, I've been on radio this for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll be on next week, then I'll be off for a while.
That boosted your gas?
I pumped over 2,000 gallons this past week.
That's a pretty smart gas.
I had been just pumping around anywhere from between 11 and 1,300. And I put out over 2,000 gallons.
Yeah.
Like I told Frank down the trail a while ago, I pumped over 2,000 gallons of gasoline. And a number of tune-ups, 3 brake jobs, and cleaned every windshield, and checked 90% of the tires on the cars that come up to the gas pumps. And done it myself.
Well, you can call it hectic or whatever you want to, but that was some week, wasn't it?
I worked.
You didn't know you had that much work in you, did you?
No, but I done what the doctor told me to do. And he darn sure knows what he's talking about. It don't sound reasonable, but it's the truth. He told me, he said, you're letting your family worry you to death. He said, you're worrying about your family all the time.
Oh, really? About your family?
That's right. I saw four different doctors. And they all got their heads together and come up with that.
I thought you were worrying about making a living. Or if you're worrying.
No, but I just told them, I said, now you fellas can do what you please now. Told them all.
Yeah.
I said, I'll imagine I'll be at the farm about 90% of the time from now on. And I was over here four nights last week.
Is that a...
And I'll probably be over here about five or six nights this week.
Yeah.
And I've got along better, guy. I've got along better.
Yeah. Well, you know, Cookie, it don't take much if it's on your mind steady to sort of pull a fellow down.
You know, Laura's what, I haven't told her, but now, I worry about that girl all the time, guy.
Yeah.
Since she got messed up, I mean, she's constantly on my mind.
Yeah, if they notice that, you don't like to get her out of your sight. Hell, it's scary.
Well, it's enough to be scary, you know? She thinks we don't trust her, you know?
Oh.
So that just builds the bar a little higher.
Yes. They really build the fires, don't they?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not her we don't trust. It's the other fellow we don't trust.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course, now day and time, you don't know who. You don't know who has got that stuff.
Yes.
Because there's so darn many of them got it.
Yeah.
It's like this little girl drove up in the station yesterday morning. Sweet little old thing. She's a cripple. She is a polio victim.
Yeah.
She just could walk, and that's all, guy. But she was going to Macon, Georgia for Christmas. She'd been to university for 4 years. This is her last year. And the little thing, I could tell from the way she was dressed and the plunder she had in her car, that her family is not too well to do, you know. And she didn't have much money. So she pulled up in the, on the driveway there. I went out to see what she, what her trouble was, and cleaned her windshield and got her ready, you know, was going to fill her up with gas if she needed it. She said, "No, sir," she said, "I got gas yesterday evening." I said, "I remember you being in here yesterday." "Yes." But she said, "My fan belt's broke." And I checked. I said, "Yes, your fan belt is broke." I said, "You're going to have a new one." She said, "Wait just a minute. Don't go get one." She said, "I ain't got no money." I said, "You're an honest girl, though." I said, "You told me before I put it on there." And she said, "I know, but I can't accept nothing." She said, "I've got to pay for everything I get." I said, "Now what am I going to do to myself?" She got to go, she wants to go home, and she can't accept a gift. Now how am I going to work this? So I told her, I said, "Well, I'm going to fix you up so you can go home." I just went in, got a fan belt, and put on the car. And went back in, made out a bill, put it in the envelope, and sealed it up. I said, "Now here, you go on home." And I marked the bill paid, because the fan belt only sold for $2.15. I may have done wrong, but I give her that fan belt and put it on for her. My heart was just too big. A crippled girl that couldn't hardly get around, trying to get an education. And she wasn't a hippie guy. She wasn't, she was well-dressed. I mean, there wasn't new clothes, there wasn't fine clothes, but there was clean clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And her car was neat. It wasn't all jumbled up. It was neat. You can tell
mm-hmm.
by looking at a person's surroundings, whether they are a hippie or what, or whether they mean to do right or what. But I'll give her that $2.15 fan belt.
Hmm.
Now, did I do wrong or not?
I don't guess you can. You can't help a few things like that, can you?
No, you can't. And on the other hand, a fella came in, and it wasn't an hour later, and got a tune-up and a brake job.
Yeah, that paid for it.
I didn't lose it. I made money by giving that fan belt away. But yet, my whole family thinks because I do that, that I'm trying to get fresh with them or make the opposite sex. That's one of my troubles.
Well, I never.
That's right, guy.
Well, good God! If anybody felt like that, that's a bad place to work down there.
Ain't that
because
that too?
You. That's all you see. All that foolishness.
If I was that kind of fella, I got him out, why, I wouldn't keep that station open 30 minutes.
No.
In the run of a day.
No.
Why, they make all kind of passes at me down there. I just give them the cold shoulder and walk off.
Yeah.
I can't do it, guy.
No, you no.
Why, it's awful the passes I get thrown at me down there.
Yeah. That's right in the heart of it.
Right in the
oh,
middle of
man.
It.
Hmm.
Then this other little girl, she's a hard-working girl. And I feel sorry for her. Her husband got killed in a car wreck. Of course, he was drunk. Wrecked his own car and killed himself.
Hmm.
They didn't have no insurance on the car or nothing. So that left her without a husband and no money. She came in there and she wanted some work done on her car. I've known her girlfriend ever since I've been in Gainesville. Ever since Debbie was that high, I've known her. The fact of the matter, she sat on my lap when I was working on the car at Tropical Pontiac.
Mm-hmm.
I've known them back that far. And she's Debbie's best girlfriend. Deborah brought her in there to the station and told me, she said, now she needs some work done on her car, but she'll have to explain to you. Now, that's what Deborah said. So, I told her, I said, the type of work you want done, I can't get to it right now. I said, I'll have to get the parts. She said, well, I'm going to start paying now. She said, I can't pay it all at one lump sum. Well, by the time I got the car fixed, she had it all paid for her but $13. Well, I'd got my money out of my parts and the majority of my labor, all but $13, I classed it that away. I let her have the car because she was bicycling from Southwest 1900 block of Southwest 13th Street to Gainesville Shopping Center to work. She was riding a bicycle that far. Okay. I let her have her car. Well, I want you to know, until she got that paid for her, she was right there every Thursday night, just like that. She paid me. Well, they didn't like that because I let her have credit.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I didn't let her have credit. She had the job paid for before I got it done.
Yeah. So you didn't have much to lose.
No, if I'd lost the $13, I'd have gained it back somewhere. Of course, I helped her.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that has any reason or knowledge about them would have done the same thing.
It's pretty hard to do just full cash business.
It is. It is because, well, Deborah, she told me that she was all right. Well, they're good people. McDaniels is good people.
Mm-hmm.
He works for the telephone company, makes good money, and I do all of Deborah's work, all of it. And I have ever since, well, I've done all her work ever since I've been mechanicing in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
And they follow me wherever I go. I don't mean to step out and do this and that thing. I just like to treat people like I want them to treat me.
Yeah.
Just like I would expect them to treat Laura and Helen if they was to be out and stranded someplace.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want someone to treat them that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. There's a lot, if they was out stranded, there's a lot of things you see somebody in a service station could do for them they couldn't do themselves.
That's right. They could do it, and it wouldn't cost them no money.
Yeah.
And it would make a friend.
Yeah.
They would gain a friend.
Yeah. That's right. It's just a little help a fellow needs every now and then, a little boost. And you see, that's the reason I don't leave home that far anymore than I have to, is you get out among strangers, you see, and you'll go broke.
Right quick-like.
Right quick-like. Yes, sir.
Well, so when I just told them, I said, I'll be at the farm the biggest majority of the time.
Now, the house trailer, that's, you got something?
Yeah, I bid on it.
Uh-huh.
I got a bid on it, $2,000.
Yeah. Now, in that, you'll just take all the payments?
Take all the payments, that's right.
Yeah. And you think you can turn it and come out of here?
Yeah. For a 69 model house trailer? It cost $4,800 new when they first bought it. It cost $4,800.
Yeah.
That's less than half price.
Yeah.
Now, one of these used trailer companies don't go around and overbid me. Well, I've got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they could do that.
They could do that. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'll be the flat $2,000.
And he couldn't just let you have it right off.
No. See, they got to advertise over anything over $1,000. They've got to advertise it 30 days, over a period of, how is that? Once a week, over a period of 30 days. Mm-hmm. In other words, they got to advertise it 4 times.
Yeah.
In some weekly paper.
So somebody, you got to know where those ads are if you want to get in on it.
That's right.
And if you know them, what would they do? Come look at it?
They'll go look at it. Then they would go bid on it. See you bid.
Oh.
You put it in the envelope and put it in the box.
Oh, I see. So they don't know what you bid.
They don't know what I bid. Nobody knows what I bid but me.
Yeah. And you won't know for 30 days.
I won't know for 30 days. But on this truck, they just put one ad in the paper that it was for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even see the ad.
He told you.
But he called me up and told me, see.
Yeah.
I just told him over the telephone, $250.
And he closed the deal.
And he said, I'll call you back in a little while. So in about hour and a half, maybe, something like that, he called me back. He said, you've got the truck. That's all I was interested in anyway, actually.
In case somebody comes up. Marvin and Ms. Guthrie have been bulldozing over there. Joe Weaver, he does nice work. Now he's going to fence it, and he's got a mile of fencing to do, I think. 3 or 4 strands of barb with a post. He just paying that first price. Now he knows the boy down at Brownlee. But apparently that doesn't help him. If I had to buy that much, I'd wiggle around, Cookie. He's paying limb and a half for that old West German barbed wire.
Limb and a half?
Went up $2 since I bought any.
Gosh, I bought a roll not too long ago from C&L Feed for $8.90, I believe it was.
Well, I said, Marvin, I guess there's not much markup on that. All he says is a big markup. He says these dealers, when the boat comes in, they go down to Tampa and get it for $2 or $3 a bale, a roll. Well, damn if I wouldn't go down to Tampa and get me some of that. As much if I'm going to have to put in a mile of it,
yes,
4 strands.
Yes, sir. And them posts? Well, now, he could go to Coppers and buy them wholesale himself, and I know it. If he'd buy as many as a bundle.
Yes. I don't think they're much at trading.
They just go, they know where they go. In other words, they know what they want. They know where they're going. They go get it and pay the price regardless.
Yeah. I see he knows all sorts of people over there. There are Townsends.
Gosh, yeah.
And some of them bound to have some connections. See, I don't look around for any connections because I don't buy enough. It wouldn't pay me to do it.
Well, now, Toby Sherhouse over there at Brownlee.
Yeah.
All he would have to do is to ask Toby to order him a bundle of posts.
That's all he'd have to do.
And Toby would do it, see.
And he wouldn't have to say a thing about it.
No.
That's all.
I imagine he could get I think there's 100 posts in a bundle.
Yes.
I imagine he could get a bundle from Copper's for $35. Real good posts. Darn fine. If we need to do much fencing in the spring, darn fine, ain't gonna buy a bundle or two.
Yes. Oh, it would save.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I just buy them. It wouldn't hurt. Yes, it would help to buy a bundle.
You're gonna have to buy
now,
the biggest post.
Oh no, I don't. Now you see, he wouldn't do one thing, tell me another. If he, you know, he'd tell you straight whatever he's paying. But that's hard to see. Buying a mile of fence and not making an effort to
cut any corners and save a nickel.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. Yeah. He's going to dig all those fence posts. Be damned if I dig fence posts as long as they've got them others now. Those diggers. If I'd find somebody that had one.
Well, heck, you can rent them, I believe.
Yes. I'd find somebody.
Yeah, I'd do something right quick.
Right quick. Well, oh, that Dodge. They bought a heifer from a cow that they sold once back, way back when they needed the money. And they tried to buy the cow back when the fella sold her, but he took it to the livestock market and he didn't get much. So he's letting them have the heifer a little better price. And it's over there at Island Grove, and they were going to haul the heifer, and they can't catch her. And the trouble is, she's not wild, none of them wild over there. But they tried it a time or two, and they had an old corral there that wouldn't hold together, and she'd jump over the board and hit the board, and the board would fall off. She said some of the boards, cypress, good wood, was nailed up on the outside and some on the inside, sort of, with little nails. She said Berman went over there and rebuilt it. And I gather from that he put bigger nails in. But now, there's several catches. They can't take a horse over there and catch her. She goes by their fence. It won't stand up, you see. Get out on the road. And then if they lure her into the corral, the gate's so low, somebody's got to go up there and close the gate on her and stand there. And somebody else has got to back the truck up. And then if they get her in there and separate it, she go up to shoot. And at the top, the boards are kind of low, so she could just
jump over
the side to shoot.
And Shirley said she was afraid if she got in that little truck of theirs, she'd get her feet up over the cab and just climb out. Now, Shirley can handle animals, you know, when they're up there in general, but she's never had any occasion to handle animals out there in the open. So you can see it. You can see what she's doing. She's, the last thing you want to do is cut one animal out.
That's right.
Now, she could load all of them.
I wish I had my Ford truck back just for 2 hours. I'd go get that cow for her.
Yeah. I was thinking about that rare thing.
If I had my body fixed for my 56 Ford truck, I mean Chevrolet truck, I'd still go get her. I don't care if she's big as Pappy, I'd still bring her. I can do it. I ain't bragging, but I can do it.
I know you can.
When you got one like that, there ain't but one thing to do. That's to put a rope on them and tie their head down to where they can't get it up over that rack, and they're going to stay in there then. They got to stay in there. They can't get out. If they can't get their head up, they darn sure can't get their front feet up. If they can't get their front feet up, they ain't going to turn that thing over. All they got to do is stand there and ride.
Well, is it not a wild cow? Sometimes the gentle cows are harder to handle.
Yeah. Imagine I could take their truck and go get it. I don't know what kind they got. I don't know what kind of bodies they got. But I bet I could go get her.
Well, how you going to tow her in?
How would I tow her in?
Mm-hmm. The end of the corral.
Get I'd put them all in a corral. The whole bunch in a corral.
Yes.
I'd get right in that corral, and the first thing she knew, I'd have a rope on her. I may have to ride him around 2 or 3 times, but I'd have a rope on her.
Now, I didn't ask this, but I'm certain what happened. They got all the cows up there. They lured them in with feed, you see, and the others were bound to come. And then they let the others out and kept her in.
That's the wrong thing to do. Keep them all right there. Cut them out right there in the corral and push them on in the truck.
Yeah. And you get that rope on her and she won't...
95% of the time they'll give up then.
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt to let a couple of them go on up there anyhow.
Why not?
Yes, yeah, I'd say that. But now you know there's something. A fella couldn't say, "All right, Shirley, I'll go over and load that animal for you."
No, you couldn't say that.
No. I got a fella that'll help me. I'll go over and load that animal for you. You know, it's particular. I think you could, anybody could do me that way, and I'd go around and ask you if you could help me out.
Yeah.
But some people just don't, you can't do that, Cookie. And I don't know what it is. I know damn well I don't know much about animals. And I have never... You know, going under any other flag.
But with an animal.
But
a kindness goes a long ways.
Yeah.
My daddy always told me that regardless of what you were doing or what you were dealing with, just a little kindness always helped out. And there ain't no truer words ever spoke. Just a little kindness.
Yeah. And not hurry them.
Right.
Marvin's run, I told you about that. He's over here one time, helped me. He run the best. He'll give them time. Let them smell around a little bit. And it's the rarest thing. All these fellas that come out from the livestock market to haul them, you see, they won't let them smell. They're going to burn them with that.
Loading stick and this. Oh, I don't like that.
Twist the tail. And there's absolutely no reason for it. Just give them a little time to make up their mind and they'll go right on in there.
Oh, yeah.
And keep the truck out of sight. And, you know, when them trucks come up, you see, if I drive a truck up there, it just causes me trouble. I can't get them in the runway.
Yeah.
Keeps the truck up there where they can't see it and smell it. They go on just like every day.
I'm going to sell one of my horses tomorrow.
One of your good ones?
No. One my stud horse.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to sell him tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow's sale day over in Gainesville. We ain't got any use for another horse.
Yeah. Lord help us. These horses here will just do anything your family wants to do.
Yeah. I've got them spoiled. I just got them spoiled rotten.
Yeah. Yes, on the horses.
Yeah. Go down there and I feed them, and then they want, after you get done eating, well, they nicker again.
Yes.
They want some hay.
Yes.
They want some hay.
Yeah.
And they won't hardly shut up till I go get them a bite, either.
Yes, sir. Well, now, your pump's working all right.
Fine. Perfect. Perfect. Plenty of water. Hot water. In the trailer. Hot enough to make coffee right out of the spigot.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, some of these days, we're going to have to rig up the irrigation. You know, right in the spring of the year. Well, that's when it gets the driest.
Yeah.
If you had enough irrigation for one pasture, it would tide you over, you see.
That's right. That's right.
Now, it'd be the easy thing in the world to irrigate one of these little patches.
Yeah.
And look what you'd have.
Oh, my gosh. As old thing goes, you'd have grass with hair on it. Over Christmas now, I want to get the pipe and put my septic tank in.
Yes, you need to do that.
And build a place to feed my horses.
Yeah.
And keep my feed.
Now, we ought to tell you, of course, you've had your hands full down there, but on some of these trucks you pick up, we ought to haul some of that wood.
Yeah.
That lumber. You see, you need a load and I need a load.
Yeah. Tuesday, I'm knocking off at 12 o'clock. Clyde's going to take over from 12 o'clock till I get through with the sale, see?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm going to do...
Oh, yes, yes.
I have my trailer, and that board up in front, I can just lay it down. That kickboard in front...
Mm-hmm.
And I've got 11 feet of floor space there.
Yeah.
I'm going to fill it full of lumber.
Okay.
I can haul a tremendous load of lumber on that trailer, see,
mm-hmm.
with my Pontiac.
Yeah.
And while I'm right up there, right next door to it,
right,
see,
next door.
I'll run on up there and load up, because I'm not going to buy no horses.
Load up on 2x4s and inch boards.
Yeah.
Inch cypress, if you can get it.
Inch cypress, anywhere from 3 to 5 inches wide.
Yeah.
Plenty wide enough, ain't it?
Yes. What have they got? And the
2x4s ought to be 12, 14 feet, oughtn't they?
Yeah.
We don't need nothing much shorter. If we do,
no,
we'd cut it.
If we do, we'd cut it off. That's right.
You see, at 14 foot, that'll only leave me with about a 3 foot overhang hanging out the back door, see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm telling you, that Pontiac runs better all the time.
Oh, that thing, yes.
Most dependable piece of transportation I got.
Yes. I don't know what's got wrong with that old Chrysler, but the tire just can't keep the timing right. It just fixes it and goes right off again. I was saying about the Pontiac. Yeah, see, you don't have no trouble with that. Timing, it don't eat up mufflers.
No.
And it don't eat up the tires.
No, and don't eat up gas either.
Yes.
18, 19 miles a gallon.
Yes.
I drove it all week on a tank of gas, guy.
Yes. We better, I want you to see, is the family down there?
No.
I want you to look at them fool heifers. Them little heifers. They just bad shit. But go out there and look around. Let me get by.
All right.
Now, this is the end of a visit with Cookie. This Sunday afternoon, 13th of December, 1970, Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over. The end of the visit with Cookie. A good, nice, long visit with Cookie. He talked all the time. This Sunday afternoon, 13th of December, 1970, around 7:80, Channel 2 over. The end of the visit with Cookie. This Sunday afternoon, late, the 13th of December, 1970. Around 7:80, 85, Channel 2 over. Visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, 13th of December, 1970.